Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it. Happy New Year, everyone. It is 2023, and unfortunately, Miss Marcia is not here today, but she'll be back next time. She's out visiting family and just getting ready to have an awesome new year. But you're here with Shannon, me. And I thought we'd still keep the episodes going to kick off the new year and get it set up right. And I thank you so much for your patience while we took a couple weeks off to enjoy the holiday and be present. There's a lot of thought of, do we do podcasts during, recordings during the holiday season, especially since we started late in the year. But I think we decided in the end that it was really important that we practice what we preach and really be present with our families. We use the time to recover, so to speak, from the year, rest, reset, and get ready to look into the new year. So that's what we did. I am back this week, and like I said, Marcia will return soon after doing a little travel. I'll be back to normal. But I thought it'd be good today to talk about the hot topic of New Year's resolutions and how to make them successful and should we have them and all that good stuff. So I used to do New Year's resolutions. And it was always a very specific, I'm gonna run this much, I'm gonna, never eat processed sugar. I am, going to always go to bed at the exact time. And as I think we can all relate, most of the time I did not make it. I would maybe do it for 2 or 3 days, and then I forgot in my holiday stupor that, oh, real life is crazy. Maybe my schedule is busier than I remembered from, the week before Christmas, or maybe it's harder to find all organic vegetables. But it's just those things where you kind of forget some of those life hurdles, and then you miss one of your goals one day, and they're like, well, it's over, I failed, it's January 3rd, and I failed, and it's all over, and why am I doing this? This is so stupid, and then we just kind of wake up. So I've kind of come up with themes to my years instead, and I find that that is more beneficial because then it can evolve throughout the year. I think a lot of us can relate to 2020 as a lot of us started the year out with whatever resolution or theme we had. And then the universe said, oh no, 2020 is not anything like you expected. And I think we all learned to go with the flow, I hope, that year as best we could. And I think that's a great learning lesson for any kind of resolution in any years. We got to go with the flow. We have to be flexible. And it's good to have goals, and it's good to have challenges for ourselves. But we also have to be realistic. We don't know what the world and life and all that good stuff holds for us each day or each year. But I think we can have a nice outlook, and we can work towards things. And then as the year unfolds, it can evolve. So I feel like most of my years start out with one theme, and then about halfway through, I realize, oh, the universe is telling me to switch it up and actually focus on this. So I have two themes for this year, and one is to detox, and the other one is to protect my serenity. And so the detox thing goes along with just, there's a lot of quote toxic things that we have in our life, myself included, some literally toxic. So my goal is to move to more organic cleaning products, facial cleansers, all that good stuff, makeup, shampoo, conditioner, move towards more organic and natural products. That being said, I do not on January 1st or 2nd clean up my cupboards and throw everything away. I think that's wasteful. And I think that just that's overwhelming as well because I think it takes some experimentation. For example, shampoo. I want to make sure I do my homework. I also want to make sure I have time to focus. You know, try this product and that product because that was best. Say the cleaning products, I'm not going to throw everything away because of all those chemicals. At this point, I'm not going to throw those down the drain. But the next time I go to the store and I need to get bathroom cleaner, window cleaner. That sort of thing. I'll have done my homework and I'll purchase organic products and same thing, I'll experiment, see what I like, and then that's what we'll stock up on. And same thing with foods. You know, there's a lot of foods that I think are better organic, but I think there's also some where it's not as important. I have my own in-house aeroponic garden, so I almost always have greens, leafy greens available. So those I'm good on, but there's this list that comes out every year called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. And the Dirty Dozen is the list that tells you these are the ones that if you're going to buy anything organic food wise, produce wise, that you should get, you know, these certain items, these pieces of produce. You should purchase those organic because those tend to have the most pesticides and hold on to the most pesticides. Then the Clean 15 are the ones where, you know, don't worry about it. You're probably fine just buying the quote regular produce items. So I'll use those as my guide. And those are, of course, seasonal. And then finding good sources of organic proteins, animal proteins. They do a lot of plant proteins as well. And so I think it's a process because to do everything all at once, we tend to fail. And when I say fail, I mean we slip up and then we have that sense of failure and we're less likely to hop back on the horse. And so then it's all over and then we're back to where we were. I really love making small changes. So if you are trying to make a resolution or a goal or a theme, I love just having the guideline and then making small steps. So some people like to start the year going up. Healthiest year yet. You know, I'm gonna it'll be trim and strong, and I'm gonna feel great this summer, and I can't wait for the holiday party next year at work. I'm gonna fit this dress or whatever the goal might be. But I love making small steps that are still a little flexible. So, for example, hydration. Hydration, we all know, is important. Let's just start out with drinking your water all the time, if that's our goal, and then we start to drift back to the coffee, and then we become more of a coffee drinker by February than water. So I think if you can just make it a goal to drink more water every day, just start with that in general. And then to me, if you have a general goal, you'll tend to grab that water bottle when you go out the door. You'll tend to, you know, grab for it when you come home at night, you know, fill up your water bottle. You go to the gym, you'll start just being more aware. Oh, I was gonna drink more water. And who knows how many more ounces you're going to drink, but I can almost guarantee you're going to drink more. And then after a while, when you notice your habits of how often you're drinking the water, then maybe it's a good time to make that goal of, oh, okay, I do want to drink half my body weight in ounces each day. That's my goal. So let me start with just making sure I get 25 ounces. Beautiful start. And then you can kind of work your way up to whatever your half of your body weight is. It's fantastic. Maybe it's the whole, I want to eat, you know, eat more vegetables, or maybe you want to turn vegetarian or vegan, but that seems like a horrifyingly daunting plan. Maybe just start with having a vegetable at every meal, or a fruit or a vegetable at every meal. Okay, that could be a challenge sometimes. I think it's easy to put them in one meal a day, but to have, you know, for example, fruit at breakfast. For me, that's always been a challenge. I'm not much of a fruit person at breakfast, maybe for a snack at late morning, but at breakfast. So, and those kinds of things in has been a challenge. Dinner and lunch, I don't think it'd be a big deal. It's fairly simple since that's mostly part of my diet, but for breakfast, that's always been a challenge. So that's a great first step. Then maybe it turns into we're gonna have one vegan or vegetarian meal a week for dinner. Okay, fantastic. That's another step. And I think just making those baby steps still starts to feel natural. And then, for example, if you do one meal a week, vegetarian or vegan, like I said, whatever your goal might be, Then you'll have a whole repertoire of recipes that you can start working into the, every day. And then you're not quite so overwhelmed with the prospect. Same thing with exercise. Maybe don't say you're going to run a, 100 miles a month or something crazy. Maybe start with, I'm going to work out for 15 minutes every day. Do that for a while. And that could be going for a walk. That could be hitting the, the Peloton. It could be going to a yoga class. It could be doing, any video you can find. There's so many good ones out there. But making those small goals and just general goals, I think, is super helpful and leads you to being more successful and having a positive attitude about it. Because I really feel like most of us, if we slip up, whatever that means, we didn't quite get, hit our whatever our goal of, 90 minutes a week of working out. We only made it to 75 because Susie had a surprise soccer tournament that went longer than you thought. And oh my gosh, you were stuck there on the soccer field all day. We have surprises that come up. And I would hate for us to feel like failures, but just give up on our goals. So let's be kind to ourselves and set ourselves up for success with those more general goals at first. So we've created awareness of what how it fits into our life. Until we create awareness of just how challenging some of these things might be, or where we're at truly already, or our current state. And then I think it really is easier to then make more concrete goals a few months down the road. Like I said, with specific water goals, or maybe specific workouts, or specific dietary changes. Same thing with mindfulness practices. So with my detox goal, I find myself mulling over things that didn't go well. Sometimes it was a conversation. Oh, it didn't come out the way I meant it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that to that person. I don't think they took it the wrong way. I didn't mean it in the wrong way. And I kind of go through this whole cycle of things. So my detox and, protected by serenity, it's being more mindful of my mental toxicity, if you will. And so that's partially why I am now adding more yoga into my life, because it does help me with my breath work and with calming myself, my mind, my spirit. I have goals of adding in journal writing and more gratitude practice. But these are small steps. I know if I started January 1st or 2nd doing all the things, I would be so overwhelmed. I wouldn't know where to put all these activities in my life, and I would have failed really. So this being the first week of January, I have added yoga into my life 3 days a week is my goal. And today I'm going into my second day of yoga. So I have not done that yet, but it is on the schedule. I have actually put it on my calendar online before I can do my yoga video. But it really is one of those things where it's a big picture, I think, that we need to have when it comes to our health and wellness goals. And then we can work on those teeny tiny. My last tip is look at a conversation with friends and family. You don't have to make a big announcement. I'm doing this in 2023 and I'm not doing that. But maybe, just tossing out a conversation. Oh, yeah, I've been really working hard trying to get some more water in. It's been tough. And then when you do that, when you kind of work it into a conversation, make it feel like an organic part of the conversation, what's going to happen is the next time you see that colleague or the friend, and go, hey, how's that water thing going? It's such a good idea. I tried it myself. And it's almost like you're building in your own accountability. You're not asking someone, can you check in on me because I don't have this under control and I'm nervous. Oh, it's being a part of the conversation, maybe inspiring somebody to make their own new goals. But really is an accountability thing. I will often announce to a colleague in conversation various goals, and I can guarantee 99% of the time, next time I talk to them, they're going to ask me how that's going. And then I know that I have to make sure I'm doing it. So I'm not, well, I did it for one day and it never happened again. Sometimes that happens, but most of the time, I know they're going to check in on me. Even if it's just, a quick, hey, how's it going? And I am motivated to then actually do my goal. So I don't have to tell them, ugh, I fell off the wagon, whatever that means. And therefore, I'm more inspired to do it. And then that helps me to establish that habit and then become even more self-motivated. So I'm curious to see what everyone is doing for their either resolution or their theme, and how it evolves. And are we looking forward to these things? Do we feel like we have to do them? And so we pick something. Are we doing it alone, or do we have a partner on these journeys? I'm really just curious to see what everyone is doing for 2023. And I do wish everyone the best in their goal setting and their resolutions and themes. If there's any way that we can support you, please let us know. We are here in our little Strive to Thrive community to make life easier and make healthy living easier and less lonely, because I think sometimes it is hard, especially if the only one in your community, in your friend group or your home, who's trying to make some healthier choices, whether that's a mindfulness thing or a dietary or movement or the whole mind, body, soul thing. Wherever you are, that can be very lonely if you're the only one doing it, if you're the trailblazer in your group. So please know we're here for you, and let us know how we can help and how it's going. I wish you all the best in 2023, and see you next week. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.